This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, December 7th, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. A free trade pact between the United States and Peru moves ahead while Hugo Chavez faces his first political defeat at the hands of a broad swath of Venezuelan voters. Ian Vasquez is director of the Cato Institute's Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. He says Peru's success serves as an embarrassment to the failed policies in Venezuela under Hugo Chavez.
The rejection of Chavez's proposed constitutional amendments, which would have given him unprecedented powers in Latin America, with the exception of the powers that Fidel Castro has, was a big setback for Chavez. And it was a signal to all Latin Americans that, in fact, he does not represent or embody the will of the people, as he likes to say, or their aspirations. And this is a very healthy signal that I think will embolden the opposition in other countries like Bolivia and like Ecuador that are now client states of Venezuela, where they're facing the very same pattern of constituent assembly rewriting of the Constitution, the violation continuously by the government of the rule of law and arbitrary rule, and this headlong rush into populist rule. So I think that this has been a setback, but as I say, the opposition in Venezuela is still at a tremendous disadvantage since Chavez has so much control in a country that doesn't have too much in the way of checks and balances or separations of powers, and he still does control so much of the economy and so many different branches of government. The other good news this week was that the Senate passed the free trade agreement with Peru, which comes at a good time because Peru is increasingly distinguishing itself in the region as a successful case of market democracy. Unlike so many other countries in South America, Peru maintained, it did not backtrack on the fairly deep free market reforms that it initiated in the early 1990s, and it has maintained stable macroeconomic policy throughout this time, and it's paying off. It's paying off in high growth over the past more than 5 years. Last year, growth was 8%, and it's the kind of growth that is based on wealth creation and investment throughout the country, unlike in other high-growth countries in Latin America like Venezuela and Argentina, which are based mainly on high commodity prices and a lot of redistribution.
Like other leaders in that region, Chavez has been pushing this idea of 21st century socialism, and much of the media in Venezuela was devoted to promoting the reform that he wanted to get through in his country. Has sort of the sheen come off of that idea, 21st century socialism?
One of the new developments in Venezuela is that the opposition, those people who voted against Chavez's proposals this time around, included a broad ideological spectrum and people from all social classes, both rich and poor. It included students, which have traditionally been his supporters or supporters of the left. It has included a former defense minister who has been closely identified with him and is surely a main person on the left in Venezuela. So it has become much, much more difficult for Chavez to accuse his opponents of being stooges of the United States or imperialists or CIA agents, which he has become accustomed in doing.
Now, a lot of the improvements in Peru have come about irrespective of the fact that Chavez himself has been spending money in Peru to try to activate opposition there.
Peru's success as a market democracy is an embarrassment for Chavez because the reduction of poverty, the spreading of development to large parts of the country that in previous eras saw little in the way of progress during episodes of high growth, the creation of new businesses in Peru and the boom in traditional and in non-traditional exports, international Peruvian corporations that are being very successful. All of this isn't supposed to happen according to his worldview. And so Chavez is now spending a lot of money for ideological purposes, especially in the interior and in the provinces of Peru. And in a sense, Peru has become a key country in this ideological battle in Latin America between the modernizers and the populists.
What is Alan Garcia's record as a reformer?
Alan Garcia has been one of the biggest surprises of Latin America in recent years. He was surely the worst president on record during the second half of the 1980s when he was first president and was a socialist himself and destroyed the country, brought the country to ruin, setting it back at least 30 years in terms of per capita income and creating a financial and political crisis. But he's been in power now for a bit more than a year, and he has seemed to have learned from his mistakes and is building upon the policy stability and the market reforms that Peru has introduced in the past 15 years, and has even gone beyond it. He has been a very active promoter of the free trade agreement, which incidentally was supported by a majority of Peruvians, and is in recent weeks advocated a high growth vision for Peru in order to reduce poverty along Asian lines, that is to say 8 to 10% growth for years and years to come, and that's exactly what Peru needs. And he's been very specific about how to get there by advocating, for example, private investment in large parts of the jungle so as to export wood and also to protect the area from illegal logging. Private investment, much, much more private investment in mining all over Peru and in fisheries along the ocean and in land, allowing vast areas, large areas of land to be privatized and to be titled, something that still needs to be done. A lot more needs to be done in Peru before it can be declared a success story, but it is surely experiencing tremendous market success, the creation of a middle class, the reduction in inequality that is a result of poor people gaining proportionately more from growth than the other classes, and basically an integration of the Peruvian economy internally so that there's a lot of internal demand for goods and services, as well as integrating the economy internationally. He recognizes that this has been the reason for Peru's success so far, but that Peru can't sit on its hands. In my view, the country should also title a lot more property in the mountains. That very little has been done on that with peasants' property and small holdings. Reduce bureaucratic regulations, which are still very heavy in Peru, particularly labor laws, which are among the most rigid in the region and in the world. And, of course, a wholesale reform of the education system, which is also one of the worst in the world.
Ian Vasquez is director of the Cato Institute's Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. You can read more on international development at our website, cato.org.